Welcome, travelers. Hey, come in. Take a seat and pour yourself a drink as you listen to Not Just NPCs Podcast. Here's your hosts, your guides, if you will, Krios and Sprocket.
Welcome back to another episode of Not Just NPCs Podcast. I am your host, Krios, joined always by my co-host, Sprocket.
Hello.
How's it going, everybody? So today, I think we'll look into LEGO D&D.
I'm surprised to see it. I mean, LEGO has crossovers with everybody now. All the Disney franchises, including, Star Wars Forever and ever. But Harry Potter, I know we're seeing Nintendo ones, right? Which is pretty wild.
Yep. And see, I mean, I played LEGOs as a kid.
Yeah.
And I mean, you probably started off with Lincoln Logs. I mean, you remember those, right?
But what do you mean you started out with?
Well, I mean,
what,
you're much older than me.
There it is. Oh, okay. All right. Look here. Just because I had Lincoln Logs doesn't have anything to do with
I think I had them too, honestly.
Yeah. I think they were my grandparents, honestly. I really do. Yeah. I think they were my grandparents.
Yeah, you could literally only build a log cabin out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
like the only thing you could do. They only made square-shaped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Didn't really help with the imagination much. Well, you know, we did what we had.
Which is why you've never heard of them today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no doubt.
But everyone knows Legos. I mean, Legos are huge. Oh, and I didn't realize this. People actually play D&D with Legos. Like, they've been doing this for years. Like, they'll make their own dungeons out of Legos.
That, I mean, if you've got the Legos, that makes a lot of sense.
You have the skill to do it? Why not?
Yeah. And the time? Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Yeah, okay. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing until I started looking at this LEGO D&D actual set that they came out with.
Yeah.
Well, which I was like, cool. Which I think was this year, 2024.
Yeah. They did a lot of crossovers this year. I mean, not to get in a tangent because I'm sure we'll cover it. Later too. They did one with, I mean, you've heard of Fall Guys, right? Like, everybody's heard of Fall Guys. They did one with Stumble Guys.
I don't know what Fall Guys is.
You don't know what Fall Guys is? Come on. So. Yeah, you do. I see you on Rocket League all the time. It's in the same epic launcher. You know what Fall Guys is.
A game?
Yeah.
I know. I've never heard of it.
So it's,
I'm sorry, my mind is D&D only.
That's, well, not a bad thing. So Fall Guys is these little, literally, bean characters, and they run through obstacles like a game show, and they just try to, like, beat each other who's at first. But they're really derpy.
Oh, okay. I've seen ads for them on, like, Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, and so, like, they're really hard to control, and they fall over easy. So it's not like you're just running obstacle course. And it's free to play, and it's by Epic. So it's, like, same guys do Fortnite and Rocket League and all that stuff.
Yep, I see
and
it now.
And so... All right, so they do tons of crossovers. They've got crossovers with Godzilla, Sonic, Halo, you name it. They've like just like Fortnite. They have a crossover for it, Star Wars, whatever.
You're talking Lego, Legos, right?
I'm actually talking Fall Guys because this all relates. I'm coming back around. So there's a knockoff to Fall Guys called Stumble Guys, which
of
is
course.
So dumb.
Is there climbing guys, walking guys, running guys?
If not, write these down. In fact, don't talk about these out loud. We need to make a quick buck. So Stumble Guys is a knockoff, and it's basically the exact same game, right? Just different skins, different maps. But they pick up all the licensing that Fall Guys doesn't. Nerf. Barbie.
Oh, the Stumble looks like Lego people.
Yes, and they did a D&D edition this year, and you could run around as a big D20 in a costume, a wizard. They had a dragon costume, the red dragon, like the typical D&D red dragon, and all that kind of stuff. And then right around that time they did that, Lego was like, yeah, cool, we're gonna drop our D&D set now.
Okay,
so that's what I was saying. It was like, it was this really weird window of crossovers for D&D, which is awesome that they get more mainstream.
I you know what, let me look up something. I think it was the D&D movie. That was 2020, right?
Oh, man. Was it?
Or
was
2022, that, maybe?
Was that COVID times that D&D came out, the movie?
Oh, no, 2023. I was way off.
Oh, okay. Man,
that's embarrassing.
Wow. Well, how time is a fickle mistress.
March of 2023. Okay, well, I was going to say maybe that, because I know when that movie came out, which could be a whole nother subject here.
Oh, easy.
When that movie came out, it got a lot of attention from people because it was actually good compared to the other ones, the older ones, which I've never seen and I still kind of want to.
You've never seen it? Movie night. We've got.
I know.
Okay, so they are hot garbage, but it's one of those things where it's like you do have to kind of see it to be like, wow, this is all they had back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
This version of D&D in movie form.
Yeah.
So
such a good
we totally
movie,
need
though,
to watch it.
The new one.
Oh, yeah, the new ones. Which makes sense because if it dropped 2023 and then now this year all these crossovers are happening, right?
The thing was, Lego. Actually, I was looking it up. They actually had a contest that started back in 2022.
Oh.
Where people would submit a build that they built themselves.
Uh-huh.
D&D related.
Oh, really?
And whoever won the contest is the set that they made.
That's insane.
Yeah, so this there's this guy. What was his? Let's see. I have his name here somewhere. Lucas Bolt was his name, I think.
What a cool name.
He... not related to Usain Bolt.
Well, I wasn't thinking of that, but okay. You got me on that one, I guess.
Yeah. He designed the set, I guess. And then Lego took it from there and they did a little bit of their own tweaks. I think the dragon was a different color that he designed and they made the dragon a red dragon because typical D&D, you know?
Yep.
They made Dungeons and Dragons set that they called the Red Dragon's Tail.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's funny because when you think of Legos, I think of little kids playing with Legos. These sets are more for adults because they're to model for like build and display.
Yes, big time.
But what they did with D&D, which is super cool, is they made it into an actual one-shot
that
you can play.
Oh, I think I saw something about that. Yeah.
Yep, so you can actually play a one-shot that they give you when you buy it.
That's so cool.
I think it's a PDF that they give you unless you were like one of the first people to buy it way back when. Then you got like a little, or you can buy a booklet with like your Lego cache or whatever they call it. I watched a couple of videos and it sounds like it takes about 15 hours to build because there's so many little things.
Yeah. Which makes sense because that was one of the biggest drawbacks, right? For all Legos, always, is price. The most expensive plastic, second most expensive plastic, because at least they're colored. Warhammer's not even colored. You have color yourself. So second most expensive plastic on the market is freaking Legos. I mean, $360.
Is Warhammer first then?
That's it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because not only do you have to assemble it yourself.
Was the same, so.
You would think, but you know, not only do you have to assemble it yourself with glue versus just snapping them together, but you also have to paint it yourself, which at least Lego comes painted. So I would say Warhammer is far more expensive for plastic, but I mean, $360. I mean.
Yeah, it's expensive. I was watching a couple of videos of people that collect Legos.
Yeah.
So they're not D&D people, but they're just Lego people.
Sure.
Talking about like price per piece and whatever. It's probably not worth $360 as far as a Lego perspective. But if you're like a D&D fan, I can see somebody D&D buying it for $360.
Yeah, because they put a lot of iconic images in it, right? We've got an owlbear, a beholder.
Oh, yeah. So
Displacer Beast.
The monsters, you have skeletons, beholder, Displacer Beast, a red dragon, gelatinous cube, owlbear, a mimic, some spiders, myconids, which are those mushroom people like in Baldur's Gate.
Oh, yeah.
They just have tentacles coming out of the water on the side of the model, which is nothing to do with a playthrough. It's just a cool effect type of thing. And then the NPCs that are in it, there's a dragonborn and a tavern owner.
Which is cool.
And then they give you heroes to go along with it, of course.
Of course.
So you get four heroes, four level five heroes. There's a gnome fighter that has, and each one's designed uniquely too. The gnome fighter is wearing heavy armor. He has a long sword and a shield that he holds.
Oh, okay.
And then there's an elf wizard who holds a staff and a spell book. Cool thing about that is the spell book, they have, it's either three or four spell slot options you can take. And I don't know if they match it with the character that you play in the story and that's the spell you get for the story, but they have, they're these little tiny, just like it's a Lego piece that's just real tiny, that there's a design on it and each design is different on each little piece so that you can snap on to the book as your spell.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty cool way to add, you know, character options in there. And then so gnome fighter, elf wizard, dwarf cleric, who he has a warhammer and a holy symbol.
As he should.
And then the last one that they had is an orc rogue, which is funny because I never thought I would think of orc rogue.
Yeah, me too. Like, yeah.
Just never would have crossed mine. And that one has a crossbow, a couple daggers, and it wears a cape.
Okay.
Each of these heroes has a male and a female head, so you can customize it.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yep. And on top of that, everyone knows what a Lego head looks like.
Yep.
On one side of the Lego head is just like a normal face. Mm-hmm. But then if you spin it to the back side, they have a different face on it.
Oh.
That's more of kind of like more of a combat looking face, like more of like a type thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's super cool. Spin their head or whatever to get different facial expressions.
That's cool. And see, it's really customizable then.
I also heard that the orc rogue has a third option of a blank face because they're a rogue hiding in the shadows type of a thing. You turn it so you can't see their face. I'm assuming that's what they were going for.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Which I feel like you could, just instead of going a full 180, just go 90 degrees and you'll get a somewhat blank face for anyone.
I agree. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe they off-centered the back face just enough so that wouldn't happen or something.
Yeah.
But this thing is 3,745 pieces.
That's pretty cool.
Which, it's really neat. For $360, do some brain math here, 37. Yeah, no, I did that way wrong. I think I got to do it the opposite. 9 cents, 10 cents a piece per Lego.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which seems ridiculous. You know, you're talking about you felt like this piece was more for adults. Not only do I absolutely agree with you on that, but also as far as their marketing goes, they do have this set in the black box. And that is usually the sets they put the adult collections in, like the different like cars, the flowers, which my sister collects.
It does say 18 plus for ages too on the website. I've seen
Really? Oh, well, shoot. Yeah. There you go.
How fun would it be to play it with your kids though?
Oh, yeah.
If you have kids.
Yeah.
When my kids get old enough, if I have this, 100%, I'm going to run them through this adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Because kids love Legos.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to say, plus it's like such a cool visual to bring them in. Little beholder and stuff. Uh-huh. Like they'll always remember how like iconic that is. And, I played this with dad or whatever. Yep. And then,
it's too much for a kid to build, I think is why that's in the black box.
Sure.
However, to play through the adventure, why not?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's another super awesome bonus with Legos doing all these different famous IPs. One of my friends, he's huge into Lord of the Rings. And so he loves collecting these for all the Lord of the Rings stuff, all the Legos. And his son is finally old enough that even though I think for some of the bigger sets, I think there is a higher age on that too. And he just builds them with his son instead of just giving it to him. They build it together while, typically while like listening to the movie in the background, right? Like he talks about it all the time. So to get his son completely addicted to the world of Lord of the Rings, I mean, yeah, you could 100% do that with this too, I would think.
Yeah. So they built, rewinding a little bit when we first started talking about, people have been building Legos and playing D&D with them.
Oh, yeah, like
That's already been a thing. I was looking at the Lego website, just kind of scrolling through different models and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're not D&D related, but you could easily buy them and have them in a D&D Lego campaign.
Oh, there's, okay.
I looked up the names of them. And one's called Lion's Knight Castle. So it's a castle, basically, like a fort type thing.
Yeah.
There's a Viking village, which, if you don't want to use the Vikings, just... you could say that they're bandits or something.
Sure.
And then you still have this little village. There's a medieval town square, which is, that's D&D 101.
Yeah, right.
There's a medieval blacksmith. There's a medieval castle, so another castle version. There's a pirate ship if you want to do like a water campaign.
Sure.
And then, you got... like you said earlier, Hogwarts, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, I'm sure you could go through and find something like space related if you wanted a space campaign. You could easily play D&D, write your own homebrews, and just use Legos as your battle mats or your display stuff.
Scenes and stuff you set up?
Yeah, that you put on the table. I don't know what you'd really call that. But
Dungeons was a cool idea too, because you can just buy like one of those big buckets of parts, like just blocks, and then... set them up and then just snap them together and you make the wall layout and the doors. Yep. And once the party's in the dungeon,
change the color of the Lego between a gray dungeon to green grass, blue water.
Yeah, you could really go out. I mean, it's a really cool idea. I could see why that would be a thing to do. That's really cool.
Yeah, so this one-shot adventure that they made for Lego.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I watched a video on it. It was actually, it was specifically written for the set by Wizards of the Coast themselves.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. You know that it's going to be D&D background to it, not just some random guy trying to make stuff up.
Right. You have that quality to it. Yeah.
I heard that I saw someone say that there's a free download on D&D Beyond for it. I could not find it anywhere.
Oh, there was the free Lego dice you could download for D&D Beyond when this released.
Okay. Maybe it was like a limited time thing. I know they do that sometimes. Because
you can't do the dice anymore, the Lego dice anymore. Like, that was a short time. I never even looked up the one shot. I was just excited for the dice.
Yeah.
We dice goblins out there tonight. Yeah.
The story of the one shot, and there might be a few spoilers in here, but not. Well, I'm going to try to leave it to where.
Spoilers. Don't give me spoilers.
I know. I'm going to try to leave it to very minimal. Basically, just give you the outline here.
Yeah,
but
give me the outline. Don't give me the juicy bits.
If you don't want to absolutely know, skip ahead a little bit. So basically, this innkeeper hires you to basically take down a dragon, I believe.
Okay, of course.
Guess what? You meet at the tavern. A few encounters, as well as like a hidden secret there.
Oh, I see.
Eventually, you make your way to this grassy landscape with a bridge, and you can see all this on the cover. There's some more encounters there. There's hidden objects that you can learn more about the backstory all throughout the piece.
Okay.
Eventually you go into a dungeon and you do like this mini dungeon crawl, finding hidden secrets and side quests.
Okay.
And then eventually you make your way to the top of this tower where you find an item, a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not too spoily, but
a MacGuffin.
We got it. And that's basically it. And then, some other things happen over that, plot twist here, there, blah, blah, blah.
Good.
And so, basically you just run through this little mini adventure.
I love it.
The cool thing is, as you build this, you're basically walking through the story yourself. As the DM, if you don't know anything about it, you get to be surprised.
Yeah. Like,
how cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You get to go through the twists and surprises as you build it along the way. One idea that I was thinking of is if you have like a group that you want to run this with, how fun would it be just to be like, hey guys, rather than building it yourself, because it's like 15 hours, it's a day's work at least. Rather than sitting and doing it yourself, just be like, hey guys, come on over, let's order some pizza, and let's each take one of these bags and build this part of the adventure.
I love it.
Now they might see some spoilers by building it, hidden objects and things, because they literally have hidden things in it where like you can move a piece and all of a sudden something's there.
Yeah.
It's super cool. And if you really want to know the spoilers of that kind of stuff, you can easily Google it.
That's true. The cool thing would be like, if you least say if everyone takes a bag and they get a certain piece, then one person, of course, once again, we're also anti-metagaming. So even if they know the secret, it's not as fun for them for their party to reveal it, but if they keep their mouth shut, they'll be like, I know there's a secret up in here. I wonder if they'll find it. But then the rest of the party still doesn't know because they built a different part of the set.
Yeah, it would just be a fun, just like
a cool idea. I like that a lot. That's fun.
Yeah, it'd be like a great mini session zero because it already makes your characters for you.
Right.
But even team bonding, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know each other.
Yeah.
All these little tiny things built within it too. Boxes that if you actually open up the box, it's like stuffed with fruit.
It has nothing
to do with the adventure.
Yeah.
But it's just there. All throughout the adventure, you can see little potions hidden everywhere in the entire piece that you can actually take.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have items that you can pick up like while you're playing this adventure.
Yeah.
There's a beholder shield that's laying on the ground instead of the displacer beast shield, which was the gnome, I think I said.
Yep. The gnome.
One of them has a shield. They could either start with the beholder or the displacer beast shield, and then they find the other one on the ground later on.
Yeah, which in the display, you can see the little displacer beast shield, which looks really cool.
Apparently, I don't know why this is, but there's a gem piece that's built into a column that once it's fully assembled, you have to completely disassemble the piece to get to. But it's not mentioned anywhere in the adventure PDF.
Oh, okay, okay. They...
Creepy. My front door just randomly opened by itself.
Okay, that's horrifying, actually. Yeah, I'll wait to see if you're murdered or not. Okay.
Okay, that was weird.
That was weird.
Sometimes I mean, the wind is crazy. Yes, the wind blows it sometimes because it doesn't fully shut.
Yeah, literally stuff in the backyard that's like at a full lean right now. So.
Yeah. Okay, where were we?
Anyways, but there was stuff that Lego has done like that I've noticed too, where not necessarily off the top of my head. With Star Wars figures particularly, when you build certain figures, like I have one of Grogu that I'm building.
Aren't you supposed to be painting those minis I sent you?
What are you talking about? I paint everything you send me, always.
I think you still have a couple things.
I have a golem and I have an undead dragon. My painting desk is too far away from me.
That undead dragon is still undead, by the way.
He is. He is still very undead. He's very gray. Yep. I'll get some rotten flesh on him eventually, but... but yeah, when you go into like, the big figures, it's like Grogu and stuff, the inside, they'll actually color it pink or gray, like a brain or a heart.
Okay.
But like you said, like you never open them up. I mean, they're not for that unless you tear them apart. So it's kind of like the experience of like these cool little details that only you know because you built that piece. So it's cool they actually did that with Castle.
If you know that, like as you build it, you're like, oh, that's interesting. You could easily make your own little one shot regarding that.
You like to tear the place apart.
Find the hidden gem.
tear apart this wonderful 15-hour piece of work.
You just have to tear apart the column, basically.
Yeah.
Entire. But
No. We let the party decide what we tear up. That's the thing.
Get the hammer out.
Get the hammer out. Here's the thing. Do you think they'll ever make another one?
I would think so. Right?
I would like for them to do. I don't know. I feel like with the price point and the tie-in with the one shot, which is all so cool and special. All right, this is just for some cool nerds.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I mean, well, how many Star Wars did they make? How many Harry Potters did they make? Was it just one?
True.
No. Or was it multiple?
No, but those have multi-billion dollar movie franchises and TV shows attached to them. True. So D&D's not there yet.
It's getting there, though.
It is, thank God.
I mean,
you know.
Where is the movie? Let's see. How did the movie do? Debate.
Depends on if you mean worldwide or...
Yeah, I mean, Lego's worldwide, right?
Oh,
208.2 million.
Yeah, it didn't do that great here. I actually did not do that great here in the States. It did much better.
93 million in the States.
Yeah, it didn't do too hot. It didn't bomb. It was not a bomb, but it was not a huge success either. Which when you're in the movie industry, usually
means. When I say 202 million, is that what I said?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, Harry Potter was like 7.7
million. Yeah, exactly.
All right. I see what you're saying.
They haven't confirmed that they're
ever
going to
make one or not. Come on, nerds. Come out of your shells.
I know, right?
Don't be afraid. Go see
a movie for the love of God. Yeah, they've not confirmed they're going to make a second one. I mean, they've not confirmed they won't, but they definitely haven't gone out of their way to say they will, which is not a good sign.
Yeah, and the fact that they didn't even make this one themselves, they just put a competition out there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
I love it. And I think it is a cool piece to own at some point in life, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll be picking it up anytime soon, but yeah. I love it. It's definitely on like my wish list.
I put it on my Christmas list. Oh, I was like,
wow, yeah.
I looked over at my wife and do you think it's weird that if I put a Lego set on my Christmas list at 31 years old? And she goes,
no,
yes.
Hell no, it's not. What are you talking about? You got to break down those barriers, man. People buy Lego sets way more expensive than this all the time.
Yeah.
Have full basements full of curios and displays that have nothing but Legos in them.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Now, does anybody, do you know anyone that loves you enough to drop
$360? No.
That's the trick.
No, just my buddy Sprocket, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, well, he'll look into overwhelming debt for one Lego set, I suppose.
Go get that bank loan.
Yeah, right.
They also, we listed the four classes, Rogue, Wizard, Cleric.
And Fighter.
Fighter, yep. So they have those four. But then there's also this mandolin that's in the tavern.
Uh-huh.
That you could easily use to multi-class or switch out one of the characters into a bard if you wanted to. You would just have to make your own stat block. Unless that's in the PDF that you can do that and they have a stat block, but I doubt it.
Well, you know for a fact there are
Yeah.
Them talented GMs out there who are going to make this, could do like a one shot, but do like multiple one shots with this set, switch out to different characters. Yeah. And then with Legos, I mean, you could build other monsters if you're talented enough, which, you know, there's guides to make stuff without, you know, buying the set and make it all a whole new adventure just using the same castle or something. Yeah. A lot of reuse, a lot of display quality. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we sponsored for this? We should be sponsored by Lego. Can you get on that?
I need you to. I doubt that.
Could you send them a
probably
email,
have like two people following us right now. Actually, we have zero.
They can use these audio bits. See, this is how we sell it.
Lego D&D is amazing.
It's the best product.
By the way, it's not sponsored by.
It's not sponsored at all. We're not sponsored by anybody.
Anybody.
Right. My parents don't even sponsor us. We're not sponsored at all.
I mean, we technically haven't released a video yet, so.
We haven't, but, you know. I mean,
by the time this one airs, we will have.
Yes. So our giant audience of three listeners.
That's right.
We'll be shocked to hear we're not.
Thank you for those three listeners.
And thank you for
Mom, three listeners. Yeah, right.
My sister, I guess, is
and
the
my
third.
Wife.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so cool, the build itself is pretty cool. When you build it, it's like it's three separate pieces that that you can combine into one. So it's recommended that if you're going to move this after you built it, move one piece at a time, because otherwise it will probably fall and break on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the tavern portion, which has a first and a second floor that you can separate. So like you can pull off the second floor to see inside the first one.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Then the roof comes off as well. They have little mugs of ale in the tavern. Looks like a chicken wing. Some guy's holding. Course. Yeah, so you start off the tavern, adventure through there. Then you go to that grassy landscape type of a place. Steps that go up to a bridge.
Yeah.
And I think that's the second piece, I think, is the grassy landscape with the bridge. There's this big tree, which doesn't have anything mysterious about it. Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third piece, the big castle.
Yeah.
Behind that, aka the dungeon, which if you flip the model around is open on the backside, so you can see in it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now, and it's got the tall tower that you can see up it. The object that's at the top of the tower, because you can see it in the picture on the D&D site, it's a dragon's egg. That's
you can't see that with the Lego picture though.
Yeah, you can. It's right on looking right on their website. If you just scroll through the pictures.
I'm looking through the pictures right now.
Well, it's spoiled now regardless.
That's, why would you do this?
That's not even a big spoiler.
It doesn't matter. It is a spoiler. How dare you, sir? For all the people who are offended, I'm offended.
Anyways, looking at the back of this, it looks like there's one, maybe two rooms there on the bottom with a gelatinous cube in it.
Mm.
And then there's another room with the spiral steps leading up the second story of this castle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a random door, assuming is a ladder that leads up to that. There's more spiral steps and they have these like castle flags and stuff. So yeah, it's a really cool set.
Yeah, it is. It is a really cool set
that you can easily play with. And in fact, they actually did play with.
Who's they?
Lego D&D made a game night where they actually invited a couple famous people to come play in the D&D world. And I'm going to butcher this name. The game master for the session. She's been on Critical Role before.
Uh-huh.
More often, more recently. Angelie oh my gosh, I'm not even going to try. Bihimani?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know that's all wrong.
She's done a lot of gaming for them. Right?
Yeah, she's been in, I think it was it the Candlesque opera thingy?
Yes.
I think she was in that.
Yeah, she will.
As a character.
Okay, I got you. Okay, yeah.
But anyways, I think this was actually the first time she GM'd is what she said.
I see, she GM'd this. I thought you were saying she GM'd for Critical Role.
No.
I'm with you now.
Yeah,
okay.
So she was they literally Lego made the table out of Legos for them to play.
I love it. Of course they did. So, is this like a video you
can
watch?
It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole 2-3 hour. It's a 3 hour playthrough is what it was for them.
Yeah.
A 3 hour one shot. So that was the game master. They had as the characters, they had the designer, Lucas Bolt. He came and played. They had Luis Carrazo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he is. I feel like I should know.
I'm terrible with names. I have to see
faces. He's an actor.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, he's been on Critical Role before too.
Okay. I think they all have.
NCIS all? Los Angeles.
Okay.
You might know him from, I don't know. Anyways, so he played a character. And then Ginny D was on there, of course. And then Jordan Scott, who was the creative lead on the project itself.
Okay.
So the four of them were the four adventurers that got to play.
I love it. That's
and
so
if you
cool.
don't know who Ginny D is, go look her up. I mean, she's amazing.
She is amazing. Yes.
It's a pretty cool set.
Well, I have a video to go watch after this now. That's awesome.
Right? I think it'd be a lot of fun to play it together and to run through it.
For sure, man. Build it together and then play it together. I like that idea too.
I don't think I would pay $360, $370.
Yeah.
Whatever it was for it.
Yeah.
And personally, especially not being any having any other Legos in my house.
Yeah, I feel like for me this would be like if the rest of the party we all pitched in to do, like you're saying, do like a pizza Lego night together.
Yeah, and then do really the one shot and play it.
Yeah, but then I guess whose house would it go to? I don't know. That's a problem
for
another
day. House, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Wait, that's me.
Yeah, right. You don't have Legos anyway, so forfeit automatically.
I'll spend the penny more and then
that's right.
The majority of it.
Perfect. But yeah, I agree with you. I think it's an amazing set. I think the one shot would be cool, but I don't know if I would necessarily buy this set for that price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, reminder, quick shout out to our amazing new intro. We just kind of created it, so we're going to throw it back in our older videos as well, because we haven't released any of the videos yet.
Right.
Shout out to Tommy Dillon for doing our voiceover. Yeah, he gave us a couple different ones, some regular voice and a character voice, which is the one we went with.
Yeah.
And it sounds super amazing.
Talented. Yeah, he's great.
So thank you for him. If anybody wants any like voiceover work for their own podcasts or anything like that done, shoot us a message and I'll reach out to him and get you guys connected.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Super talented.
Yep.
Really, really awesome.
I think that's it. I don't think I got anything else to add for Lego D&D.
Nope, that was it for me as well.
Well, it was another great episode. So thanks again for stopping by, everybody, and have safe travels as you adventure forth.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Not Just NPCs Podcast.